People need advice. Do you need some? 1-800-979. You can email idiots at freebeerandhotwigs.com. Start with this one from Maine. I need advice. Unfortunately, I've lost both parents in the last 13 months. That is horrible. We're sorry to hear that. I'm the only child, so I was left everything. The wife has told me that I should get a toy after selling their house. And my question is a new Corvette convertible too much? We'll be debt-free after this sale. I mean,
so you'll pay off your debt and get the convertible?
Sounds like it.
Well, that's pretty great.
It is pretty great.
Yeah, but man, I mean, as much as I'm a car guy, would love to nothing more than to tell you to go get a toy. You're just getting out of debt, and then you're going to take the rest of what you've got and invest it into something that depreciates incredibly fast, a car.
I'd probably get a used one.
Yeah, yeah, definitely get used. Don't get a new one.
I mean, that'll save you $40,000 right off the...
But even so, I mean, even a used new one, like a C8, like 5 years old or whatever, it's still going to be $60,000, $50,000. I mean... You're in debt now. I don't know, man.
What if the house was the only debt?
Yeah, maybe they don't have a ton of it.
Yeah. Because that could be.
I want to say go with the car. Get the car.
I think you should.
Live a little.
I would say go on a vacation and rent that car for
That's
the
also
week
a good
that
idea.
You're on vacation. And...
Also, a convertible in Maine. What do you get, 2 months a year? 3 months a year?
Oh, yeah. I forgot you said it was Maine. Yeah, I mean.
But you know that going in.
Yeah, your window is pretty short there. But, I mean, it's not that long here in Michigan either. So, yeah, I'd say, you know, go like C5. Spend like $25,000 or $30,000.
No way. Get the car. Live a little.
Yeah. I don't know why you don't want people to be excited, Al Wings.
Yeah.
It's just going to lead to more debt. That's kind of terrible decision making that made you still in debt. You had to wait for somebody to die to pay your debt off.
I don't think that he was sitting around going, man, I hope I lose both parents this year, Hot Wings, so that I can get a new car.
Man.
This is, I believe, making lemonade out of lemons. Jeez. Take the museum delivery experience. What is that?
Oh, Jesus. That's really... It would be awesome. You get to watch them finalize your car being built on the assembly line. You take delivery at the Corvette Museum in Bowling Green, Kentucky, at the assembly plant.
Okay, that'd be kind of cool.
It would be awesome. It would be awesome.
It's a long drive back.
A great drive back.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you're going to do it, then go big.
Hi, Free Beer and Hot Wing Show, filled with wisdom and profound experience. I need your advice. I worked at a restaurant for over 3 years, and a regular would come in 3 times a week without fail. He did so well before I started there, and he continues doing so after I left. Over the years, I got to know him a bit. We'd always have a chat, you know, the basics. Interesting but brief conversations. He'd ask about my studies or politics or whatnot. He was always super respectful to all the staff, knew everyone's name. You know, that guy. Older guy, retired.
Sure.
The regular.
Towards the end of my time, I went traveling for a few months, and before I left, he gave me $500 cash with a letter thanking me for everything.
Wow.
Like the chats and everything else. I sent him an email back, which was included in the letter, thanking him and suggesting we go for coffee when we get back. We met up for coffee another time and had some good chats, and that was that. A few months later, he emailed me offering to pay for a surgery I had, which was over $10,000. I had brought it up to him, letting him know I'd be away for a bit, not because I wanted him to pay for it.
Right.
I replied back thanking him, but declined, saying I had parents to help and insurance.
Let's be your sugar daddy.
The day before my last day, he emailed me again, saying he needed to tell me something and we should meet up. I met up with him for coffee before my last ever shift, and he dropped this news. I was shocked and told him I'd have to think about it. He said he wants to leave me his house, the mortgage paid off, and a lot of money. He wants me to be a beneficiary in his will. Should I take it? My biggest problem is how he perceives our relationship, because ultimately he was a customer I was nice to, and I didn't really feel like we developed some deeper bond, but now he feels like we have.
Well, I think
I feel
you have.
Guilty for taking it.
You've obviously meant a lot to him.
Yeah, I mean, I think you have developed a little bit of a bond, because if he was just a customer, you would have only seen him at work, but you've kept in touch with him. You email back and forth with him. You go for coffee with him. Like, that's something that's
right.
I mean, I'm not saying you're best friends or lovers or anything, but you're more than just acquaintances at that point.
Yeah.
Maybe the guy doesn't have any family.
I think it's okay. You're not, it doesn't sound like you asked for it or anything. No one's twisting his arm. If this is what makes him happy, then so be it. He obviously, maybe he sees you, maybe you remind him of a young version of him or his brother or one of his own children.
Could be.
Maybe he just wants to see you have a head start because he thinks you're a nice person.
Boy, if he has children.
Yeah.
He's leaving his house to the you know, waitress who was nice to him at Fridays.
Oh, awkward.
Be some real butthole kids.
Dude, imagine showing up to, because I've never been a beneficiary in a will, so I don't know if it happens like it does in the movies where you have to like show up and there's the reading of the will and like, hear ye and you see all of his kids and grandkids and close relatives, and then he says, and the house is left to Marjorie,
right,
the nice lady from Starbucks.
Man, I wonder if it's ever like that.
I want it to be like that. I want to go to one of them one day.
None of you have been invited to a will reading, right?
No.
I feel like that's only something that either happens in movies or maybe with like crazy eccentric super rich people that own like TV networks and things. I've never had that happen. It's just like, oh, this is a bummer. Grandma passed away.
But I've also,
okay, it was divided by the kids. Okay, whatever.
I'm with Steve. I've never been the beneficiary.
I want to be one
in a will.
No, yeah. I haven't either.
But I, you know,
imagine that you're like your Uncle Larry dies and you show up thinking that you're getting like, oh man, maybe he was one of those secret millionaires. You just get his old baseball mitt.
That would be wildly disappointing. Wildly disappointing. Free Bear and Otwig Show. I am 24. My girlfriend is 23. We've been together for a little over a year. At first, she was super chill, funny, easy to be around. Then slowly stuff started getting weird. Now I feel like I'm dating someone who's always trying to catch me doing something. A few months ago, she asked me if one of her friends was pretty, and I said, yeah, because objectively, she is pretty.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wrong answer, apparently. She got weird for days. Then she started doing what I call little loyalty tests, fake Instagram account following me, asking her friend to DM me, asking questions she knew the answer to just to see if my answer would change. One time she left her iPad open on the kitchen table and I saw the whole group chat where her friends were hyping her up to see what kind of man I really am.
Oh, there's nothing worse than the friends that ruin a relationship. I mean,
I confronted her and she cried and said she has trust issues because her ex cheated.
Okay.
I felt bad, but I stayed because I kind of understood. But last weekend kind of broke me. We were at our cousin's birthday thing at the bar. Everybody was drinking. Normal night. I went to the bathroom, and when I came back, she was sitting there staring at me cold. One of her friends told her they saw me flirting with a girl near the patio. I had no idea what she was talking about. Turns out the random girl was literally her friend's sister asking me if the empty seat next to me was taken while I waited for my drink. My girlfriend kept pushing, though, asking me over and over if I wanted to tell her the truth, saying stuff like, be honest for once. I was getting more and more pissed because I've literally never cheated on her, never come close. Then she dropped this smug little smile and admitted nobody actually thought it was flirting, just wanted to see how I'd react under pressure because guilty people get defensive. Nope.
This is insane.
Dear God.
Just leave.
Run.
Yep. You are so young. You've got plenty of time to find somebody not crazy.
Something in me shut off right there. I paid my tab, called an Uber, and left. Now her friends are saying I embarrassed her, and it proved I can't handle accountability.
Her friends are a problem.
She deserves to be embarrassed and probably should be embarrassed a little bit more.
Yeah.
I know her ex messed with her pretty bad. But another part of me feels like I'm becoming some suspect in an interrogation. I mean, I'm with you guys. That's nothing other than breakup, right?
Run.
Yeah. Get out of there.
Yeah, I started out wanting to be on her side. Like, well, what have you done to somehow break that trust in her mind? Like, what could possibly be her reason for being like, I got to test you now? But it doesn't seem like there really is.
No.
No. There are certain toxic friend groups, and that's one of them. And it can happen on both sides, both genders. It doesn't matter. But when you find out that
they're... You mean the bros before hoes mentality?
Yeah, absolutely.
Pretty toxic.
Yeah. And in this case where it's the girls where, you know, it's like, oh, you should do this and do this, man, when you just, that's a, you don't want any part of that. Mm-mm. You're never going to win, man. It's never going to turn out good. That's toxicity in group form. Yuck.
Mike says it starts with loyalty tests and ends with, let me smell your D. That's how the song goes. Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly. Why are you coming home?
Yeah.
Five in the moan.
You ever date anyone like that? Any of you?
No.
Someone that jealous?
No.
No.
No. I mean, I've dated people who have gone through my phone and I'm not doing anything wrong. Yeah. And those conversations, even if they come off like, it's just kind of casual and I just went through them because I had this weird inkling. Well, like your weird inkling was wrong. And the only reason that I know you've been going through it is because I caught you. It's not like you had this inkling to tell me that you were also doing that.
So not like they said, hey, I feel weird about this, but I'm a little worried. And you didn't say, here, go ahead and go through it.
Which
would still be kind of weird, but.
Yeah.
At least you're involved.
Yeah, and I'm not one of those people that's secretive with my phone. So when that's happened, I'm like, why are you going through my phone? And when they tell me, I'm like, well, I'm not shady like that. I don't get it. Especially long-term relationships. Now, if I'm casually dating, I'm dating other people and somebody's feeling insecure and they go through my phone. Yeah, you might find something you don't like, but it's not something I haven't been honest about.
Right.
But in a committed relationship like that, yeah, I've been tested and it's like, oh, this is icky. And it's never gotten better. It gets worse once they open that door. Inevitably, they never stop. You know?
The testing.
Yeah, ever.
Because they're going to keep going until they get the answer they're looking for.
Exactly. And a lot of times I've always worried, like, are you just going to push me into that anyway? Because who wants to be with someone who's always questioning you when you're doing nothing wrong?
Mm-hmm.
So I try and get out before that happens. Mm-hmm. Like, okay.
I feel like more often than not, too, the person who is constantly testing and being like, I think you did this. I think you did this. Or I know you're going to, is usually the one who's also doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Or is doing it in the first place. Yeah. Like, she's probably going to go and cheat on him before he ever even thinks about cheating on her.
Yeah.
Let's see. Advice needed. It's pretty short. My husband is an alcoholic. He says he doesn't have a problem, but he's passed out every weekend night, and our marriage is falling apart because of it. We have kids, and I don't want them to be around it.
Oh, boy. I mean, obviously the toughest person to deal with is the one that can't admit that there's an issue.
Right?
It's one thing to not know how to do something about it or even maybe not want to do something about it, but to just flat out go, I don't have a problem when you're passed out all the time. Yikes.
I mean,
get a good lawyer.
Yeah. Honestly, if he's not going to admit he has a problem, he's just going to keep drinking, putting himself first. You know, you can wait, try to fix it, but there's no guarantee that fix is ever coming.
No.
Especially if they're passing out every weekend, but don't think they have a problem. That's somebody looking for a rock bottom.
That's
pretty big problem.
Yeah,
pretty big problem.
I mean, if his justification is, well, I'm only passing out on the weekends.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a problem.
Assuming that's a problem if you're 20, let alone like a grown-ass man with a wife and children.
Assuming you've said to him while sober and you know, somewhat cool heads, hey, this is a problem and it's ruining our marriage. Like, if you hear that and you're like, no, it's not. You know, I'm sympathetic to people who are addicted.
Sure.
But at the same time, you got to want to get better.
Yeah.
I'm with Hot Wings. I think I'd get an attorney.
Mm-hmm.
What would be best for the kids? Text. This relates to being in somebody else's will or getting something else. I've been an auto tech for 25 years at the same independent shop, and I've gotten to know a lot of customers over the years. We had a customer, a former Marine. We always chatted, and he was starting to show his age and health issues. One day, he stopped by the shop and asked me to come by his house on my way home. I just assumed he had a car problem, something we don't normally work on. When he walked out of the house, he handed me a box. Inside was a true United States Marine Corps K-bar. Am I saying that right? K-A-B-A-R? I apologize if I'm not. That was engraved with his platoon, squad, rank, and name. He said, my kids are a-holes. They're fighting over stuff they would get when I die, and they do it in front of me.
Oh, gosh.
That is
he said,
so gross.
They'll sell the damn thing so soon after I die. F it. I want you to have it. And he says, now it sits proudly on display inside my gun safe, and I'm honored every time I look at it. I can see that.
Yeah.
Your kids are fighting over it. Give it to somebody else. On the way, she wants to believe her husband, but she's struggling. I think there might be a legit explanation for this. Or not.